Welcome back. We are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah continues by giving these minimum shiurim that one is liable for carrying. Says the Mishnah, or kedei la'asos kameya, when it comes to like a tanned hide, so it's a prohibition to take it outside if it's large enough to make a pouch for an amulet in it. Klaf kedei lechtov alav parasha katana shabbat filin shei shema Yisrael, parchment that is enough to write on it the shortest paragraph in tefillin, which is the shema Yisrael paragraph. So diyo kedei lechtov shnei osios, so that's what would make parchment that's what would make parchment a problem. And then ink is, if you have enough to write two letters, that's a problem. Kechol kedei lechol ayin echas. If you have kol, which is eye makeup, and you have enough to paint your eye, so then these are going to be general problems on Shabbos to carry these types of things. Then devek Mishnah Dal, devek kedei litin brosh hashav sheves. Person who takes glue outside is going to be liable if there is enough of it to put on the end of a board that is used to trap all of the birds. And zephes v'gafres kedei lasos nekev, pitch or sulfur is you're going to be liable for carrying it if you have enough in which to make a hole in it. And then shava kedei litain al pi nekev katan, wax which and enough to put on a small hole in a wine barrel to seal it. Charsis, which is like crushed brick. Like enough to make to seal an opening in like a gold refiner's furnace. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lasos pitput. But Rabbi Yehuda says the minimum for crushed brick is enough to make a leg of such a furnace's base. And Subin kedei litin al pi kor shel tzorfei zahav. A person who takes bran outside is going to be liable if it's enough to put over the opening of a gold refiner's furnace to preserve the heat. And finally, Sid kedei lasur ketana shaba banos, that a person who takes lime outside is going to be liable if it's enough to smear on the smallest limb of a girl to remove hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lasos kelkor. Rabbi Yehuda says it's enough to make the hair on the temples lies flat, that they should lie flat. That's the big explanation over here. I mean, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer kedei lasos andivi. Rabbi Nechemiah says that it's enough to place below the temples to remove the hair that is growing over there. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue the Mishnah. Hey, have a wonderful day. Over the opening of a gold refiner's furnace to preserve its heat. These lines are used enough to make the hair on the temples black lead.